I'm going to call this meeting to order. It's an open meeting, special meeting of the Pacifica National Board on Friday, August 7th. It's now 8:35 p.m. Eastern Time. And Richard, can you please call the roll?
Okay. 8:35. Sherry Gindelman.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Sandra Rawline.
Present.
Sandra Rawline. Wendy Shrell. Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediako.
Present.
Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Just a minute while I cough. Jamie Ross. Jim Brown.
Here.
Casey Bird. Lizette King. Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton.
Here.
Phil. David?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay, we have Andrea Turner, Joe Wanzala, Rico
here.
Ross.
Oh, who?
Is that Joe?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Rico Ross, Wendy Shrell, Kathy Davis, Jamie Ross, AC Bird, Lissette King. Not everybody's here, but you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Would any one of you like to volunteer to keep time?
If need be, I'll do it. Grace, this is Sean.
Okay, thanks, Sean. That would be much appreciated. Okay, if you have the agenda in front of you, it's very short. And if there's no objection, we'll just take the agenda as is. It was decided on, and it was decided at the meeting of the PNB a couple of weeks ago that there would be only two items on the agenda, recovery planning and procedures for conducting a recall election. So if there are no objections, we'll just accept the agenda as it is.
Grace, I don't actually have in front of me the agenda, but how much time is being given to the deciding on the recall procedures?
Okay. The first item would be recovery planning, 60 minutes, and then the second item would be procedures for conducting a recall election, 30 minutes.
I'd like to change that to 40 minutes. I think we have an additional item on there that wasn't on before, and I think it's going to take some time.
All right. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Second.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection? Yes. Is there any objection to extending time to 40 minutes for the second item on the agenda, which is procedures for conducting a recall election? Hearing no objection, we will add that extra 10 minutes to that item. Is there any objection or change to this agenda? Hearing none, we'll proceed with the agenda itself. So the first item on the agenda is recovery planning, and I imagine we'll just start that as a committee of the whole. And would anyone like to be on the staff to discuss that?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Who is that for Richard?
Oh, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Richard,
Lizette
please,
is here,
please
too.
Note that. Yes.
And Wendy.
Yeah, Kathy and Lizette and Wendy.
Okay, thanks, Richard. All right, well, we're on the agenda item recovery planning, and we'll just start that as a discussion of the body as a whole and a committee of the whole. And I'm going to take a stack for that. Would anyone like to comment on recovery planning?
This is Sandra. I would like to comment.
Okay. Go ahead, Sandra.
I'm just wondering, part of the recovery plan set in New York was reducing our expenses and eliminating paid staff. And in light of all the hoopla about KPFA, I want to know if there has been some direction given or if the people at KPFA have reduced their staff or their paid staff.
Okay, Sandra, just to clarify something, we never decided in either open or closed session to eliminate paid staff. I mean, there was some discussion of that, but that was never a decision made by the board. Is that what you're saying, or am I misunderstanding you?
Well, I think it was across the board that everybody was going to reduce expenses and they would eliminate paid staff wherever they could in order to save the foundation money. So that was my question.
Talking about when the budgets were approved last year.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and that was board last year. So I just want to know if those are turning, if it's actually happened that they have reduced their paid staff at KPFA.
All right. Does anyone, does a director from KPFA wish to comment on that? Is the CFO on the call?
This is Joe.
Yes.
The KPFA LSB is meeting tomorrow to do the final review of the budget. And after that time, I guess we'll have some more information on that. But I understand, I'm assuming that management is in the process of addressing that question.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Would anyone else like to comment on recovery planning?
This is George.
Yes, George.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that recovery really depends upon expanding audiences. And so for me, the question is, how do you do that in ways that are consistent with the mission? And one of the things that I try to make happen actually didn't happen was, and this is an example of the kind of things that I think we need to be doing more of, was to broadcast nationwide on all five stations and as many of our affiliates as we could have the rally that was supposed to have occurred in Washington on Thursday the 30th. I don't know what happened with that. As far as I can tell, no one covered it. Even PFW was planning on doing it, but I didn't see it on the archives. But whatever happened to it, wherever the ball was dropped, it seems to me that that's the kind of thing that we need to be more involved in, even more so than, say, things like the Sotomayor hearings, because what that would have done for us would have given us, first of all, it would have done what we were supposed to be doing, which is to be of service to, one of the things we're supposed to be doing is be of service to the progressive organizations and the progressive possibilities in the country. But it would also have given us a huge audience, I would think, of people who were part of the organizations that were putting that together. I don't know really how many people were there, but were part of those organizations. But I was told it amounted to 20 million people who, by virtue of the fact that we would have been broadcasting it nationwide, they would have told all their email lists that that would happen, that you could listen to this on the Pacifica stations. And my guess is that a significant number of those people who were alerted that way would never have heard a Pacifica station before and would be perhaps becoming part of an expanded audience. So it seems to me that we need to be looking for those kinds of opportunities, those kinds of places where we can be of support to other groups that have their own constituencies that can promote what we're doing for them to their own constituencies, and in the process, expand our own. So,
Kathy on the staff.
Lizette.
And Wendy, please.
And Leslie.
And Jim. And Jim?
Yep. Hello, this is Andrea.
Hi.
Goodness.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. Oh, yeah, this is LaVarne. LaVarne.
Did we lose Grace?
I think so. I'm sorry. I'm here. I muted myself for a minute.
Okay,
Kathy's next on the stack.
Hey, did you hear Jim on the stack also?
Yeah, I have you, Jim. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
I just wanted to respond to George's idea, which was a nice idea, I think. But if we're going to endeavor to do this kind of thing, then we need to have some very real coordination between the programming staff from station to station, because if you really want to have something like this, it's going to take a month to coordinate it, to clear the schedule for it, and, you know, just to get everything in place. So if we want to go down this path of organizing this kind of programming, then we have to work with the staff to really coordinate it, since we don't have a national program coordinator. There has to be a mechanism for coordinating this kind of activity to get it from idea form to actual broadcast.
We're
in a committee of the whole, so I guess you don't give motion, but I think we should consider pulling together a coordinating committee, maybe asking each general manager to assign someone to each station to coordinate such things.
Thanks, Kathy. Lizette, you're next on the stack.
Yes, thank you. I do agree with George, and I can give you some information about the single-pay healthcare reform proposal. It went very well locally in that the debate on the radio station was very good. I think the director of news, he was somewhere on the hill somewhere, so they feed the information back, and it was very good. They got some of the guests included, President Obama's former doctor and other high-profile guests. But I'm not sure what happened and why other stations didn't pick it up or why it wasn't on the Internet. The other thing that I think we should be considering when we're talking about a recovery plan, I believe that we have a lot of programmers, some of whom we pay, not so much in at PFW, but some of whom we pay, and they produce a lot of good work. And I would like to see us try to or explore the option of packaging them and syndicating them throughout the network and maybe outside of the network, and look at whether we could get an income from that, especially if they go out of the network. And I think that would maximize some of the money we spend to produce these programs.
Thank you, Lizette. Leslie is next on the stack.
Ifea stack.
Okay.
Did you get me, Grace, Wendy?
Yes, you're after Leslie.
Okay, thanks. I have a small suggestion and a big question here. Let me start with the small suggestion, and that is that we have not seen much money raised by our local station boards, if any, this year, and the Pacifica National Board hasn't raised any money. These issues about how much money is raised, I recognize that the boards historically raise a few thousand here and there, but it is a question of leadership on this issue. My big question is,
what is the goal we're trying for here? Are we trying to make up our loss year to date? Are we looking at trying to make up the budget year or some other date? How much money are we talking about to cover what period of time? I think we need to focus in on what exactly it is we're trying to do here.
Thank you, Leslie. And next is Wendy.
Well, I kind of had the same question on, so this is just a freewheeling discussion on whatever ideas anybody has just to make things better, or is there a like specific, like, to save our butts before the end of the year? Well, that's like 1 month, but I'm just a little unclear on what this is. I know that I had given some advice that strategic planning was not a very favorable term around Pacifica, or there was a time when it wasn't. Obviously, there needs to be plans, but this just kind of sounds like a bunch of, just like we're just starting this for the first time, just, hey, how about this? Hey, how about that? I don't know that this is the best use of our time. Like, I wasn't able to listen to the Finance Committee meeting last night, and so it would seem to me that, you know, it would be helpful to have an update on things like that first. But anyway, I just wanted to say that in relation to the directive, and, you know, the obvious, what we're always saying is that the stations need to improve their programming. Just for people that hadn't heard it before, KPFT just underwent a major programming shift, kind of the first one like this that we've done since we added 33 programs at the same time after the regime change in 2002. What they've done, basically, the overview of it is that they've taken, like, we used to have music in the morning from 6 to 8 on weekdays, and in the afternoon from 3 till, or 2 to 5. So now what they've done is just move those hours of music to the middle of the day, same number of hours, actually, but it's a block from 10 to 3. No, 10 to 2.
Welcome.
I forget. 10 to 3, maybe it is 10 to 3. And then we moved the public affairs shows all into more into drive time than they were before. So, like, from 6 until 9, you know, now we have Democracy Now at 8 when we used to have it at 9. We've moved all those things into the exact hours of the drive time from 6 to 10 and from, like, 3 until 7 p.m. So, you know, we have a fund drive starting really soon, and so it's going to be too early to find out this time how well that's going to work. But the idea is, you know, people can listen to music when they're at work anyway and can't really pay attention to talk shows. And it's just more geared toward commuters and people with jobs.
They're right on the stack.
So maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Okay. Wendy, if you'd like to make a motion to formalize this discussion in some way, or if someone else would like to, or if it's the feeling of the body that we should just keep it in a committee of the whole for a while.
Yeah, Sean, for the stack, and for the time being, I would prefer being in the hole just because we need to do a little brainstorming, but I will wait on the stack before.
Okay. So
Susan on the stack.
Okay. Larry on the stack.
Okay. And, all right, so...
point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Point of order, Madam Chair. May I see if Rico Ross is here? Jamie Ross?
Here. Jamie's here.
Okay, A.C. Bird? Okay, I don't hear A.C. or Rico. Thank you.
Is Richard writing down everybody's ideas?
No.
Okay, Jim is next on the stack.
Hi, recording. A lot of what I was going to say to fill in on WPFW was what Luzette reported, but I'd like to agree with Wendy in terms of us looking at the possibility of utilizing the resources across our network to produce programming that can be, in fact, utilized by all of our stations. And the other thing is that I really feel strongly about us as a national board looking at how we can, in fact, engage the board, or engage ourselves, engage our resources to develop some sort of campaign to raise more funds for the network.
Thank you, Jim. Ifia is next.
I would like to see the affiliates program focus on gathering content and from affiliates and as well as from networks to see if we can't, or not see if we can't, to work towards an exchange, establishing an exchange which would diversify the programming on both sides and encourage both the affiliates and the sister stations to air each other's programming so that we have greater visibility and a larger footprint. I would also like to see put in place a more formal institutionalized system for renewing affiliate contracts and whatever modifications that may need to be made or desired from year to year.
Thank you, Ifia. Thank you. Next is Billy Ray, then Sean, then Susan. Billy Ray?
You know, I want to, you know, see what we can agree on. You know, we're saying that we're a network, yeah, as long as it's programming, because Pacifica has the ultimate control over programming at every radio station within its network. Yes, I do agree with some of the things that Lizette said that could be done, which you are the people that can do just that, you know, in that turn. But I also agree with Wendy. Wendy said that she was not available last night for the finance committee, neither were to hear the finance committee, neither was I. And when it, my thinking is that when it comes to programming, we seem to talk network, but it's not a network within Pacifica, but it's definitely not a network when it comes down to finances. I would like to hear and focus on the finances of Pacifica. Who has ultimate control of the finances of Pacifica?
Okay. Next is Sean.
Yeah, thank you. I think our number one goal should be to expand our audience. If we do that across the board, a lot of our problems are going to go away in terms of our finance and everything. And in order to do that, I'd like to associate myself with the remarks of both George and, let's see, who else? My writing is not good here. Miss Davis, yeah, or Kathy, rather. We should have a national initiative, which doesn't mean the national is going to take everything over. In fact, what it will do is give focus to a lot of our local programming, and to that, I would like to add and make that a threesome, add our affiliates in there, because I really think our affiliates are crucial here, and I think our affiliates not only can take our programming, but come up with good programming. And in fact, I'd like to see a show that could be bicycled around the network called The Affiliates, where we highlight them in the news stories that are going on in all of their places. Also, what I think we really should do, here we have this wonderful station in D.C. Right now, if we keep it a block and a half from the White House, and I would really like to see our dear friends in Washington make a real effort to cover the politics of this nation and make sure that that gets bicycled around. We should really, that should be part of our institutional daily thing, to be receiving from Washington all the stuff. Now, how we use it, do we use local guests, or do we just, what they put out, that can all be decided. But I think it's a real missed opportunity that we have a station, a sister station in D.C., and we're not utilizing that to cover politics. Also, and this is probably the most contentious part of this, and I'm very proud of our friends over in Texas who have already opened up their grids and are trying new things. We really have to, across the network, and I'll put my show up there number one, you know, we have to look at all the shows. We may need to rearrange our grids. We have to do that. We have some great shows. We have some shows that have ossified, okay, and need to be updated, okay? And I'm not making a comment on anybody's content here. And also, I would say I really, I'm very impressed with the idea, and I can't wait to hear the results of what happens when we do put large chunks of our public affair programming into drive time and what that does to our ratings. So there you go. That's my long and short of it. But the number one goal I think we should have across the board is expanding our audiences. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Next is Susan.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if I was on or off. First, I think that it is, I'm glad that the board decided, at the in-person meeting to restart, you know, as Wendy would say, bad words, strategic planning. And I think that having this brainstorming session is a good way because we hear what everybody on the board who's participating has in mind to begin with. Let me remind everybody that there has been a lot of work done by this board, by previous boards, by staff, by individual stations, and so I think we have a lot to draw on. And I think that we, you know, one of the most important things that we can do is to draw on our professional staff and staff filling critical vacancies, I think, needs to be a part of that effort. And, Grace, I know that you have really called on people to look at data, rely on data. One of the things, Wendy gave a good recap of the changes that we have made at KPFT. And, hello?
You're still on.
Okay, Grace, and you were providing, I believe, maybe the entire PNB. We have a great data sheet that compares all of the programs on several bases, including arbitrons and how much they generate per hour and members per hour and all of that, which was part of the fundamental framework that we looked at for, or that management looked at for making, you know, for making the changes that they have. And I would encourage that we, you know, that we bring that kind of rigor to our own discussions. I really like the idea of some balance of national programming and syndication and so forth. There are a lot of questions that go into that. And as we know, you know, it's clear that Democracy Now, you know, is flagship and we are you know, recognized for it, but it's now a separate organization. At the meeting last night, we were just talking about whether to increase resources to FSRN and whether it was better to bring them in and were they as good as they could be and if we put those news capabilities here, would they be better used, you know, all that kind of thing.
Susan, contract negotiations are a closed session item.
I appreciate that and I apologize.
Okay, I think what you said was fine. But
I hoped I was staying short of that. And KPFT, I know, has been a station that has actually played a lot of other stations' programming, including the Spanish language news. And then there's the joint news effort with KPFT, KPFA and KPFK. I think that those are all good examples. If I'm not mistaken, one of the endowed gifts was one that was supposed to help build, you know, new, strong programming. Let me just say one final thing, and that is KPFT, even though we are tiny, we have really worked on off-air fundraising methods. We have four really pretty successful events that we conducted this year. We're going to renew them next year. We have used phone banking and other means. We are, you know, on things like Facebook. So I think that there are a whole variety of strategies that should be employed. But I think that revisiting some of the summaries and ideas that have been drafted already would be useful as we move forward in this process, possibly setting aside time at the September meeting to try to reach some conclusions.
Thank you, Susan. We're now at the end of the stack. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who'd like to speak?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, go ahead.
I came in a little bit late, so I hope this isn't repetitive, but let's see. I've heard, you know, there's different levels of recovery plan. We have immediate needs and needs for recovery, which I believe our current management is working on, you know, getting the weaker stations to perform as well as possible, you know, in the constraints of the kind of fundraising that the stations do. Well, hopefully that will work and enable us to think about recovery in longer terms. In longer terms, I agree with people who point out that we could share our best programming and also best practices in other areas. I'm convinced that if we do our best, our foundation can survive. One specific thing I'd like to point out was the programming committee motion that this board passed last year, which was to have stations submit plans for increasing listenership. I haven't seen that any station has submitted a plan. Maybe they have, but I'm not aware of it. That would be one specific thing I would like this board to stay up on, you know, to set expectations for management and follow through on them, perhaps through the programming committee. There, as Susan has pointed out, there is a lot of good ideas that have already been submitted. In general, the difficulty is not coming up with good ideas, but getting them put into practice. We have to be honest. There's a lot of inertia in our network. There's an institutional resistance to particularly making programming changes. You know, whatever the reasons for that have to be dealt with so we can make the changes that we need to make. And that's my comment.
Thanks, Jim.
Can I say something?
First, I'd like to recognize people who haven't spoken before at this meeting. Is there anyone who hasn't spoken who would like to speak?
Sure, it's Bonnie. I'll speak for a second.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
Well, I just, in listening to what Jamie was just saying and thinking about what Susan was saying prior to that, you know, it wasn't completely polished and completely formed, which they openly admitted, but I really think that we should be at least looking at the GM's proposals that were given in January, because there were a lot of ideas and they actually did cover quite a bit of this territory. I guess I thought that a discussion on recovery would be slightly different from this, because there really is a disconnect in that when you start working on putting new programs in place, and I certainly agree that there are should be, you know, many opportunities for us to do that, and that it is really tantamount that we do so, but we have a fairly urgent situation here, and in most radio situations, when you start with new programs or even moving things around, you have to assume that it's going to take you a year to start seeing the benefit of these things come to you. Audiences are actually slower to pick up on and adjust to programming changes and start spreading the word when hopefully the program is actually good and is something that will entice people to listen and keep them there. But there is no magic pill that we can take here that overnight will change the situation. It's a long, hard, you know, struggle that you have to go through, and it has to be accompanied by really smart branding and promotion and frankly, on air or off air, for one reason or another, I don't think that Pacifica is particularly good at doing promotion. I don't think that we reach out to as many places as we need to, particularly in this world where we are surrounded by social networking and all of the other online things that are going on these days.
Thank you, Bonnie. Would anyone else like to speak hasn't spoken?
This is David.
And okay. Joe after. And Joe as well.
Go ahead, David.
You know, I was really glad to hear Bonnie say some of the things she said. I think that there's a lot of talent on this board, but there's an extreme fractionalism going on. We can't seem to agree across the table, and then for any kind of recovery to the extreme situation we're in, for it to be, we need to build trust among ourselves, and trust from the LS is all the way up to the Pacifica National Board. The things that are happening this week, which we're all aware of, shows that trust doesn't exist on the local level all the way up to us. Something, it's not just a financial recovery, we need a spiritual recovery as well. And I think we need to focus on that in some type of retreat format. We need to agree to disagree, and we can't seem to do that.
Thank you, David. Joe?
So... As some people have mentioned, this is a great discussion, and there really are a lot of good ideas. Part of the problem, perhaps, is that there's maybe not enough clarity as to whether or not we're, you know, when you say recovery planning, does that also include strategic planning or not? Seems to me that there are some. A lot of the issues that we are faced with or sort of roadblocks have to do with the current, you know, not the current structure itself, but how well it's implemented or not, certainly the bylaws themselves. Any major transformation, positive transformation would sometimes run into the problem, not necessarily with the bylaws themselves, but how they're interpreted and so on and so forth. So, you know, part of this discussion, brought, you know, in terms of how to move Pacifica forward, and I think this was assumed at the time the bylaws were written, would include some kind of bylaws convention, you know, clarifying of some of the loose ends. Bonnie made a great point, and Susan before that, and I think David picked up on it, reminding us that the GMs put together what looked like a fairly comprehensive report, multifaceted look at strategic planning issues. And I think we really need, I think all of us, to go back to that document, look at it, and use that as a point of departure, or certainly to inform these discussions. So, yeah, this is a great brainstorming session, and I'm hoping coming out of this we can continue either... you know, as a committee of a whole in some way, or continue. I think Susan Young was heading up a committee, strategic planning committee. Hopefully we can continue along those lines in doing that. What I can hope we can do out of this discussion is to figure out a way to operationalize some of these ideas. People who have really, you know, have ideas that they're really... passionate about, I think should write them down. And we can, you know, make this part of a document we can discuss in Houston in September, and hopefully between then and now, the PNB in some form will continue this discussion, either in an existing committee, or the one that Susan was heading up, or some in some form, so that this becomes sort of an ongoing project. It doesn't have to be complete, because it seems to me that you start this ongoing discussions, you have ideas written down which can be taken forward even next year and beyond. So that's my comment.
Thank you, Joe. I'll put Luzetta and Ifia on the stack after everyone else who hasn't spoken yet is given the chance. Is there anyone?
I thought I heard Nia.
Yes.
And Grace, could I go on the stack again, too?
That's Susan?
Yeah.
And George, too, please.
Okay, so then we have Nia hasn't spoken yet. So, Nia, would you like to add your thoughts?
Yes. Thanks. I agree with David that we do need a spiritual recovery plan. And as I always say, you know, that we need to close ranks and come together and do what's in the best interest of the foundation. There are long-term goals and there are short-term goals. And right now, with our financial situation, I do agree that some grids need to be changed here. But I think a lot of folks have said before, I stepped away for a little bit, that those changes won't realize any immediate revenue. So short term, I think we need to be realistic and face the fact that I know people don't like this four-letter word, which is a loan. If we don't have any money, we need to really sit down and figure out how, I know folks at A and K are going to be upset, how we can use those buildings as collateral to help to meet our short-term goals. Whoever is washing, I don't know what you're washing, to meet those short-term financial goals, not goals, but those short-term financial debts that we have. We need to do something immediate. Yes, programming, you know, that's good. Let's just sit down honestly. If both stations don't want their bill, if one station doesn't want their building to be collateralized, then we do both, and then both stations will be upset. But we really need to really take a look at that. I think that's the only way we're going to be able to restructure our debt, unless somebody knows some multimillionaires that would give us a few million dollars.
Thank you, Nia. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken who would like to speak?
This is Lisa. I'd like to be back on the stack.
Yeah, so would I, Grace, whenever that is. Thank you, Sean.
Billy Ray.
Okay. Very good. Before we start on the stack of people who have spoken already who'd like to speak a second time, and, of course, if anyone who hasn't spoken wishes to, I will give that person priority. But before that, can we have a time check?
Yeah, we've got 22 minutes and 32 seconds.
Okay. Next on the second stack is Lucette.
Thank you, Chair. I actually like the idea, and I welcome it. I really didn't think of it, the spiritual recovery. My reservation, though, is that the division among us could be so severe that even a retreat might not help, and I'm speaking from experience. I attended a retreat of our own LSB once, and I never went back because I was actually attacked in that retreat, and I'm not going back to any. I will have to have some assurances that people are willing to bury differences and look at our issues objectively and not focus on one or two persons. I want to pick up on Billy Ray's point about knowing and demanding to know that, you know, who actually manages or is responsible for our financial situation. I've had to look at our budget and look at figures from the national office, and I was a little bit alarmed at how much we have to pay in central services. We have little control over our budget, and I'll mention it again until a cow comes home. When we spend that money on the gala locally, the LSB to this day does not know how that money was spent. The budget that we had for that year, somebody said it was in it. I don't remember. So, you know, these are some of the things. When we come up with strategies as how to recover, fundamentally, we know who controls the programming, but I think we also need to know who controls the money.
Thank you, Lisette. Next on the stack is Ifia. Ethea? All right. I think Ethea may have stepped away from the call. We'll get back to her. Susan, you're next.
Okay. I was going to say a couple things. First is the previous discussions of strategic planning got set aside for a couple of reasons. One, you will recall that we had a closed session about, if you will, some of the dimensions.
Okay, Susan, please refrain from discussions that occurred in closed session, if possible, until we decide that whatever is discussed should be reported out.
Okay, we had indicated what the topic was.
You haven't infringed on that. I just want to make sure that you don't. Is that okay? I don't mean to.
Absolutely.
Step on your toes.
We had one strategic planning discussion in closed session that dealt with confidential matters. How's that?
Okay. Uh-huh. Good.
We also had a facilitated, kind of where are we in terms of our, collective resolve or whatever. But I think that there was at least I had the belief. Somebody's making a lot of noise. I had the belief that we had immediate exigent circumstances that required attention, and those have taken precedent, and appropriately so. So, I think a cash management plan, proceeding with budget processes, all of that are the things where the rubber meets the road now. And I think we also need to focus on management transition. We've got major, major, gaps in management. What do we have? 3 GMs, several PDs, executive director, CFO, where we have interim positions, HR, and so forth. So that, I think, needs to be a part of this effort. There are a number of board members serving now, including Grace and myself and Sandra and Wendy, for instance, who are all term limited off. So providing continuity is something that I think that this board needs to give some very serious thought to. I had previously assembled, previous documents, strategic planning stuff. I have, kind of collected a number of ideas that people seem to have and done some outlines. I'm very pleased to forward that to everybody and be supportive in any way that I can. I think that a lot of work can appropriately be done in specific committees, not just by, kind of an overview strategic planning group. And
thank
what
you.
I have to say.
Thank you, Susan. Ethea, are you back? All right, we'll get back to Ethea later. George, you're next.
Yeah, I want to pick up on several things other people have said. I think Kathy's right. I think we have to have some structure in place if we're going to be sort of taking advantage of national opportunities that come up, as well as to do the kind of circulation of shows that Afia was talking about and others have spoken of making use of resources throughout the network and the affiliates. And I promise Kathy I'll be at the next program committee meeting to try to hammer something together on that if that's where it's going to come from. To answer Billy Ray's question, I mean, it's clear to me that the PNB has control of the finances, and that if we need to go to some station's resources and take the money in order to handle a problem somewhere else, we have the right to do it. We also are supposed to be responsible for supervising how things are happening at the local stations, so that the sort of thing that Luzette is talking about, of an LSP that doesn't really know how a major expense had occurred, doesn't happen. So I think it's very clear that we're in charge, and we need to just take that responsibility on, which doesn't mean dictating content to the stations as I see it, you want to have as much local creativity as possible at the same time to have the possibility of doing national programming when opportunity arises. I agree with Bonnie completely about our lack of promotion. One of my suggestions would be to use specialized blogs for shows that are of interest to people on those blogs. In Texas, we have this craziness with a Texas education agency, which is mostly creationists, trying to almost being able to dictate policy for the entire school system in Texas, and also because of the power of Texas purchasing of books throughout the nation. And that was an issue that was of interest to people throughout the nation, and actually the blogs did pick it up, and we got some response nationally from the local show because it was put out there. So I think we also need a mechanism for routinely promoting our shows on the internet in places where people would care about it. I think what Susan said about the process that went through it at KPFT, when you make program changes, use real data, use arbitrons, and use money collected and per hour, and certainly pay attention to what the mission is. But if you're going to get away from the sort of political fights that come about because you're keeping people on the air because they're your friends, then that's the way out of that.
George, repeat that last line. What's the way out of it again? The phone was ringing, and I couldn't hear you.
Make the decisions based on real data. You know,
thank you.
Do people have an audience?
Right. Thank you.
Are they willing to support the station, et cetera? I certainly agree with Joe that we should be writing this stuff down and circulating it. One final thought about what do we have to offer, really, which is unique resource in this world of internet and instant communications. And one of the things is certainly that we're a source for content. We're a resource for being able to produce the content. I mean, I think what's a really short supply is the kind of high-quality production facility we have in our studios, where people can come in and make a quality show, which can then be put out on the air. So another suggestion I had is that we put some more money into studio facilities where we don't have a way to expand. And we start inviting people in, young people, to come in and learn how to make shows that they could put out on the internet as a way of people of any age. I don't mean to say just young people, but people who haven't maybe been involved before in radio to provide that kind of facility for producing the kind of a show that you would be proud to put out anywhere and circulate on the internet.
Thank you, George.
Grace, this is Jim. I'd like to be on the stack again if possible.
Sure. And Leslie's next.
Yeah, I want to identify, first of all, with Susan's remarks. She said it much better than me. We need a plan. We need a hard plan here. And I'll let her remarks stand on that. I want to say here at K, I'm starting to see KPFK showing up in a lot of blogs. I'm actually getting messages from KPFK's Facebook now. I think we're starting to figure that out and use those resources. And as to Nia's remark about a loan, clearly KPFK listeners are going to be upset with that. It does probably strain our ability to get our listeners to donate money to our station, knowing that they're paying off a loan that's being used elsewhere. And I'd like to suggest if we go down that route, that we need to have really open financial transparency, we need to have a really solid repayment plan, and we have to have the kind of internal guarantees we've had around other inter-unit transfers, that this money will be repaid on a schedule, perhaps with interest. Real openness about this conversation if we go down that road.
Thank you, Leslie. Sean, before I recognize you, you're next on the stack. We need a time check.
Okay, we have 10 minutes and 22 seconds now.
Okay. So we have Sean, Billy Ray, and Jim. Sean?
Okay.
Wait,
and
could I get back on, please? I'm sorry. This time, can I get back on?
Sure.
Okay. I'll be very quick. Short term and long term, I want to associate myself with the remarks of George and Bonnie on promotion. We don't have to rebrand ourselves to a large part of the potential audience. We need to brand ourselves, okay? And although I don't agree with the contention that new shows take a year, particularly in the society in which we live, with all the extra media and the internet, that it takes a year for people to get hip to that. I don't buy that, but I would like to try a very simple and hopefully inexpensive experiment. As I said at the last meeting before we left on Sunday, I'd like, and I don't care what station we do this at, but I'd like to take and put 500 to 1,000 posters on the sides of buses. And just send them out for, you know, whatever it is, 60, 90 days, and then see what happens. We could have some immediate information, and I suspect very immediate results in terms of expanding our audience. And also, we should at some point, and this is long term, I realize, but at some point, because the whole technology is changing, we need to look at how we can, or should we utilize digital. We in L.A. live in a community where there are like 107 different languages in the school district. One of our big ongoing problems is the conflict between English and Spanish in terms of sharing programming and everything. And one of the ways we could get out of that problem is if we could wisely use digital. Not only could we be doing broadcasting in English and Spanish, but, you know, Ukrainian, Japanese, and quite a few other languages. There have been a lot of great ideas here, and I would suggest that everybody, like the notes I've taken here, take your notes, put them in an email, and send them all around, and then we can all look at over each other's ideas, and maybe then we can meet and boil down to what's doable immediately, we can prioritize this. So that would be my suggestion, so we don't make poor Richard go crazy trying to keep all these ideas. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Next, Billy Ray.
I think we all agree that Pacifica right now stands on the verge of destruction, you know, because of the infighting and a lot of other issues. I don't want to have anybody accuse me of having a hidden agenda. And what I'm about is the focus to make Pacifica sovereign. That's why I asked and posed that question about the programming and who controls the money within Pacifica. As for the programming issue, you know, it's easy. You know, you got to know where you've been in order to know where you're going. In the old days, we had in radio something called block formatting, meaning that if national programming was designated for certain hours around the network, that's if you were an NBC, CBS, or whatever, that sort of thing, right? And the reason that I want to get, you know, Pacifica to a point of solvency is that we can dissolve Pacifica, give everybody that has a local transmitter within their community control of that community transmitter. And I am for local autonomy as a whole. And I think that, you know, Pacifica, by, you know, cutting costs at this minute, at this moment, has gotten rid of an important factor, which was the national coordinator to implement that block formatting sort of thing in Pacifica. But, I mean, that's what I would have suggested if I was on the programming committee when that happened. Thank you so much.